Right, the evening is still young here at the Youth Hub in Wivenhoe, and I'm just whizzing around trying to catch up and get the views of as many of our young folk as possible. And I've got four young ladies. I must try and get maybe a combination of perhaps boys and girls together. For some reason, it's either boys and boys or girls and girls. No worries, I've got four young ladies. So let's sing. Right, your names, please.
Ellie.
Phoebe.
Elizabeth.
Katie.
And got four young madams. All of you are year five pupils. And at which school, please?
Broom Grove.
And is it worth mentioning, so Broom Grove Year 5, what have we been doing today, just as a matter of interest?
We've been doing our windmills.
Is that some kind of new
project?
We've
been making windmills and had boring that, so that's kind of just general school stuff.
So it's coming towards the end of your time as Year 5 pupils at Broom Grove. Yeah. You'll be Year 6
I can't
next
wait
year.
To get out of Miss Quinn's maths lessons, I really can't.
Okay, we'll perhaps skip over that. But when you're in Year 6, do you think you'll come back down to the Youth Hub?
Yeah, probably.
So what kind of things have you been doing so far this evening, please?
I've been playing table tennis, watching people just doing stuff.
Has it been like playing against boys, playing against girls?
Playing against girls.
And have you been winning?
No.
And some of the other activities, so what else has been happening this evening, please?
Well, I've been playing with the basketball, which is quite fun.
And so things like table tennis and basketball, are these things that you wouldn't normally do if you were, were able to come here?
No.
So it's like quite new stuff for you, yeah?
Because I've been playing like air hockey and pool and table tennis and I wouldn't normally be able to do that, which is quite fun.
And so you're all going to come back maybe next year?
Yeah.
In September, all right. Well, thanks for catching up. I'm having someone pointing a phone at me and a photo's being taken. That's only fair. If I'm going to record some of our young folk, you can also
Hello.
Take a photo of me.
Hello.
All right, enjoy yourselves. Thank you.
Bye. Bye.
Right, I've managed to get some time with one of the adults here, one of the much-trusted volunteers in the Wivenhoe Youth Hub. It's really great to catch up with all the young folk, but I think also I need a bit of respite myself and some adult conversation. And so, Madam Youngish Lady, your name please?
Pauline.
So Pauline's here, and Pauline is one of the very kind volunteers within our Youth Hub. So Pauline, how long have you been involved with the Youth Hub here?
Nearly 2 years.
And how did you first get involved here? What happened?
I saw an advertisement that they needed volunteers and decided to come along.
And I think it's a very worthy thing that you're doing, but is there any particular reason why you want to give up your Tuesday evenings and help out with the young folk?
Well, I thought it was a worthwhile thing to do. It also helped support the youth club and the children in Wivenhoe who needed somewhere to go. And as it was just starting up, I thought it was a particularly good thing.
Also, I suppose, as well as helping young folk here, you must really yourself personally get something out of it.
Yes, I do. I enjoy it. I enjoy mixing with all different ages and seeing all different people.
So, Pauline, if there's any such thing as an average Tuesday for you down here, we're trying to get other volunteers involved. What might you be doing on a Tuesday night? What are your kind of roles and responsibilities?
It varies. You can be working in the shop, you can be working outside where they're playing football, or you can just be in the hall where they're doing various activities. You can be helping with craft. There's loads of different things that you can do.
And I imagine, really, it's just a good place just to get an idea as to what's happening in the town. So this must be really quite, as the name suggests, a hub of social activity, and you get to meet the parents and find out what's going on and share stories and probably just feel part of something.
Yes, I think so. And it's lovely when my children were small and their friends, and I've seen their children come here as well. So it's another generation coming up. So it's really nice to see and be here. The heart of it.
And your own daughter is also here as well, helping
yes,
out as a volunteer.
Yes.
So we'll try and catch her later on and find out her views and perhaps compare and contrast what's been said. But I gather she did come through the ranks here. She enjoyed herself as a young adult going to the Youth Hub. Liked it so much, thought she'd help out and volunteer. Good story. Okay, we'll go and try and find some other folks to speak to. So thank you, Pauline. Right, okay, I've got some time now with two more young ladies here at the Wivenhoe Youth Hub, and they've just confused me slightly by getting their own names a bit tongue-tied, a bit mixed up. But I'm going to say Gemma, yes?
Yeah.
And Daisy?
Yeah.
Wonderful, okay. Gemma and Daisy, both Year 5s at which school?
Broom Grove Junior School.
And is it your first time here this evening,
yeah.
Gemma and Daisy?
Yeah.
So we mentioned so far some of the things that some of your friends have been doing, so lots of things like football and basketball and air hockey. But you two have been doing something a bit different. So Gemma, you've been doing what, please?
We went in the ballet room and we were pretending to be ballet dancers.
But you say pretending to be ballet dancers. I kind of wandered past, but I think it seemed a lot more than just pretend. It seemed quite real for me. So Daisy, you can explain what's been happening in the ballet room. Is there one of the adults in there kind of giving you instructions, or did you just go in there and do your own thing?
Well, Jenna was sort of our teacher, and she was telling us what to do. Like we were running, and then we were jumping on the bar.
And was she a good instructor, a good teacher?
Yeah.
And so if you weren't here this evening, would you have the chance to maybe try and practice your ballet, or is it a good place for you all to come together and like learn together?
Well, we don't really do ballet, we just saw the ballet room, so we thought we would do it.
Yeah, well, good idea if it's there to be used. Go in there and practice some ballet. Are you both going to come back here, hopefully in September?
Yeah.
It's a good thing to do. Okay. Well, Gemma and Daisy, thank you for your time, and maybe we can go and watch some of your ballet later on. All right?
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
Right, as you can probably hear, we're running around and my lack of fitness is being shown up here. I'm trying to record the first ever Radio With No interview whilst playing basketball. Got a couple of young guys playing. Right, young man, your name please.
Hi, I'm Oliver.
And your name please?
Leon.
And you're both playing basketball here. I've lost him, where's he gone?
Oliver!
So, Oliver, do you play basketball quite a lot? And where's the best place to play? Do you always play here at the Hub?
No, this is my first day.
It's your first time here?
Yeah.
And how many baskets have you scored so far?
One.
And who's the best basketball player here, who do you think?
Probably me.
I thought you'd say that. Right, move around, running around. Right, try and get the ball. Can you get the ball off him? I'm a bit too old for this. Right, young man in red, what's your name, please?
Timothy.
And you seem as though you played basketball before, is that right?
Yeah.
You have some very, very good skills there, children before. Have you... been here to the Hub before?
No.
So it's your first time? Are you a year five, year six pupil?
Year five.
To one of the local schools?
Yeah, Bungrove.
And do you think you'll return here next year?
Probably.
Yeah, I think with those basketball skills, you've got a good chance, yes, of maybe running the basketball court. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you for your time, I'll let you carry on. Right, find the ball.
No.
Right, a bit more basketball. I've been told to pick one of the young ladies. So you're bouncing the ball here. Right, Madeline, your name is please?
Abigail.
And are you a year five, year six pupil?
Year five.
And have you played basketball before?
Oh, yeah!
You scored a goal or a basket. Well done, madam.
I don't really play basketball. I'm just playing it because it's here.
But I've just seen from your shooting, you've got a very good shooting skill. Have you played netball surely at school, maybe? Or is it basketball? Yeah?
Well, I've got a basketball at my house.
Ah, that explains how you just got a ball straight in. Woo-hoo! This is your first time here at the Hub? Bucket.
Yeah.
And what made you decide to come along this evening? How did you find out about this?
Well, we got a letter at school. So I decided to come along, so all my friends were coming.
So are you at Broomgrove or Millfields?
Broomgrove Junior.
But do you know any of the other pupils in Year 5 at Millfields?
I do know a few people in Millfields.
But maybe it's like a good chance if you come here, you can sort of see other friends from the different schools.
Yeah.
Yeah, get to find out a bit more. Right, I'm going to try and describe, it's probably very, very hard, I'm going to commentate on you putting that ball in your hand now, Abigail, right in that basket. Should we try and give it a go? So take your time, get lined up, a bit of bouncing. There she goes, bouncing along. I can see the concentration. Up goes the ball. It went straight in. 2 out of 2. Very, very good. Thank you for your time.